Well, it's not often in this area you hear people say they don't want to get any more rain, but we're hearing that from some folks who have just had more than their fair share.
You know, our cover photo from Elba Oosterreich shows damage to U.S. Highway 70 up at the San Augustine Pass. And then she interviewed and talked to some people down in La Union who've had, you know, mud through their homes and cars and everything damaged. It was a tough week for a lot of people. We always love the rain, but we remember there's a dark side to it as well.
And you got a look at the Desert Hope Apartments. Tell us more.
A bunch of different state and local agencies got together and trying to do something about, you know, our homelessness issue. And they took some old apartments and they converted them into 40 efficiency apartments and created some opportunities for people who don't have a place to live, give them a place to live. So it's an interesting project. It'll be something to watch and see how it goes. And if it works out well, it could become a model program for the state and maybe beyond.
And this week you have another interview with a candidate for the Las Cruces Public Schools Board of Education.
And the slates are beginning to fill up, not only for the school board candidates, but in the city council election that's coming up and a few other little local races. So, and this is when we voted a few years ago to have our elections consolidated. This is the result. So instead of having four or five little small elections, we group them together to create some efficiencies and hopefully improve voter turnout.
All right. And we often talk about buildings that are historic for Las Cruces, but maybe haven't had the love that they've needed over the years. Tell us about the building in your next item.
So Human Systems Research is a nonprofit that's been around for a long time, and they currently in a building on Melendrez Street that was a 1930s era schoolhouse. Lowe's Home Improvement has these grant opportunities, and Human Systems Research was able to get some, and this will go to help with their plastering and some adobe work. And their 50th anniversary is next year, so Human Systems Research was happy to get this so they can dress up their place and hopefully help it be in better shape to last longer. And speaking of homes and older buildings, the two-story building at the corner of El Paseo and University, which we know mostly as the Cutter Gallery, will be the new home of the Community Foundation of Southern New Mexico. They'll be celebrating that this Friday with a little reception, and they're also going to have some opportunities for other nonprofits to house in there. So it's a good use of that building. It's a great location right at the entrance to the university.
And looks like we're going to get two full moons this month.
So Sunday, August 22nd, is a blue moon. And our reporter, Mike Cook, only gets to write about that once in a, well, you know, blue moon.
Right. And up next is someone who's lived in Las Cruces for a long time and has been awarded for some interesting work that she does.
Sarah Addison is the president of the Storytellers of Las Cruces, and she's a storyteller. She's won some previous awards for her storytelling, and now she's won a national award for her work and her service. And Mike Cook profiles her and then examines the work she does.
And that's just the beginning of the arts and entertainment section.
Right. Las Cruces Youth Orchestra, which has been in existence for a while, is adding a choir. So young aspiring vocalists, middle school and high school age throughout the region, are eligible to participate. So check out the story and see if it's something you or your young person might want to give a shot at.
And for anyone who is in small business or has tried to start a business over the course of the last year and a half, it has been such a trying time. But there is help out there.
Right, and there's also opportunities. In fact, there's a lot of opportunities, and because everybody's so busy trying to make their businesses work, they may not be aware of these opportunities. And the Small Business Development Center, which is housed at Doñana Community College, is a great resource to help businesses out and to coach them on these opportunities. And Mike Cook does a great article presenting an overview of these people and the work they do. And that's just a sampling of what we've got. There are lots of other good stuff in this week's Las Cruces Bulletin. You can pick one up on your driveway at stores around town, Or you can go online to lascrucesbulletin.com or check us out on social media.
Thank you for the preview of this week's Las Cruces Bulletin. Have a wonderful week, Richard.
All right, Casey. Thank you, and you have a great week, too.